Dude, I still think it's so funny when we were trying to find a bookstore in Manhattan, and we, I looked up on my phone. It was a women's book, or it was like a feminist bookstore.
Oh yeah.
And we were joking around about Stav just taking an iPad and watching Dice videos.
Okay, first of all, that was me and Stav hanging out.
I was there, dude.
No, you weren't. It was me.
You guys got mad at me. You guys got mad at me because I found a feminist bookstore on my phone.
Nope. It was me and Stav hanging out. We were walking around.
This is absolute bullshit.
We were walking around. We weren't. Why were we looking for a bookstore?
Because we were going to Mike's and we were like trying to find like some time. We were trying to kill time between Mike's.
Yeah. This did not happen.
1,000%.
Me and Stav were walking around.
Stav didn't live in New York at the time. Stav was visiting from Baltimore. I was there, dude.
You weren't there.
I was 100% there.
Me and Stav
just
sat down outside of the bookstore because we were walking.
I don't care. I was there.
Bookstore with a bench.
I don't have to argue that I was there.
Laughing about
it. It was like humiliating.
Watching Dice
on an iPad. Yes.
Yep. And then you weren't there. We told you about it later, and now you've
added
yourself.
That's not true. I literally found the bookstore on my phone because I put bookstore into Google Maps, and then we got there. It was a feminist bookstore, and you guys made fun of me for taking us to a feminist bookstore.
Nope. Did not happen.
It's true.
I don't remember now. My whole conception of reality is fucked up, dude.
Fuck that, dude.
Don't believe
Nick. I would not be. Yo, if deception happened, I would be fucked.
Sucking dick and eating ass, sticking your dick in your dad. Being gay and fucking your own mom and dad, you're gay.
Woo!
Billy Joel, baby.
BJ. Oh, that's Billy Joel.
We still have to go see him play.
What do you mean, we? Me and Stav already went. How about me and Stav go, and then you could just think you were there? That way we can save money on tickets. We'll only buy two, and then we'll wait a year, and you'll be like, remember when I brought us tickets to Billy Joel? I looked.
Why would I make that up? Why would I make it up?
Because you're a liar.
Why would I lie to you about a thing that we all did?
Damn, yeah, I don't know, man. Either way, I can't really tell. I don't remember what happened.
Stav. You do remember.
I honestly don't. I really do not. I have a horrible memory.
We were going to Mike's.
Should I get a jacket that says Sex Stavros?
Yeah, you should.
A leather jacket?
The way Dice had it with rhinestones?
Yeah, we should get a jacket that says Sex Stavros. I'll get one that says Sex Nick. And then in 6 months, Adam will be like, guys, remember when we all got jackets?
It's really embarrassing.
Sex Stavros, Sex Nick, and gay Adam.
Well, I mean, you objectively weren't there, dude.
No, you're absolutely
Me and Stav were laughing. We told you about it later.
We have to launch an investigation.
You didn't tell me about it later. I literally found the bookstore on my phone.
No, you didn't.
And you made fun of me for
Where was it then?
It was like by Washington Square.
Incorrect.
Yes.
Nope.
No, yes, it absolutely was.
No, it wasn't.
It absolutely was.
No, it was not.
Where was it?
It was in Midtown somewhere.
No, it was not in Midtown.
It was in Midtown.
It was downtown.
Nope.
For sure.
Nope.
God. You're misremembering, Nick.
What was it called?
I'm not
misremembering. Which I have a feeling you do quite often.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
First of all, you were not there. We told you about it, and you may have found a bookstore later, and then while we were hanging out, we told you about that thing
that
happened.
No, it's not. Because actually, that night, Stav and you slept over at Eric's house
when
I was living there.
I do remember that.
It was that same day.
Interesting.
Do you remember you guys both slept in that living room?
With Brandon?
We Skyped with Brandon and Jamel.
I did not have a beard back then.
It wasn't, you didn't have a beard. But it was the same day as that.
You just said it was during my sea captain phase.
Well, whatever, dude.
So you're lying about something, Adam.
You're lying again.
I didn't say sea captain. Stav said that, but yeah. You didn't.
I'm pretty sure it was a sea captain.
It was when I first moved here. And it was before I even had an apartment. I was just staying at Eric's while he was in Thailand.
I do remember sleeping at Eric's. But wait, was that when I was
visiting?
And
then we woke up in the morning and I threw a cigarette on that car and you go, do you remember?
No.
I like flicked this. I was smoking a cigarette and I flicked it and it just landed on that guy.
And then this guy came out and he was like, either apologize to my car, I'll kick your ass. And Adam was like, I got this. And then three other guys came out and he fought all of them.
What?
And then he got married to the guy's girlfriend.
Whoa.
And then the president called him up on the phone and was like, Adam...
Barack Obama.
This is President Dwayne The Rock Johnson. First of all, I wanted to compliment. I'm going to give you the Medal of Honor for telling the most accurate story.
Nick, exactly. You're actually wrong, dude.
I'm not actually wrong.
You're actually wrong.
We have to launch an investigation.
We'll investigate, dude.
After this, I'll look up. I'll find that fucking bookstore in Midtown. Because I remember
it was not in Midtown.
No, dude. Look, here's what the fuck happened. Me and Stav were hanging out. We just sat
Why
down.
Why would there be a feminist bookstore in Midtown?
I don't even know if it was a feminist bookstore. It was a bookstore with a woman working there. And
no, it was like they were having like a feminist.
It was like a leftist revolutionary.
That I do remember.
Kind of
there was some kind of thing, but it's like
it was orange and purple.
Here's the thing: we were just walking around. There was a bench outside of the fucking place, and we sat down.
No, it was actually the true story was it started raining. We were walking around. We were between mics. You said, "Let's just find a fucking bookstore or something, and go in." And then I looked on my phone for bookstore. We walked there, and then you guys are like, "Oh, lol, you faggot! You took us to a feminist bookstore."
That part sounds right.
And then
the calling you
guys started, and then Nick said, "Oh my god, what if Stav just took a beach chair and like sat in the middle of this bookstore with an iPad and started playing dice videos?"
No, because we were sitting
we had been
on
talking
a bench.
About yeah.
Remember on the bench?
We were sitting on that fucking bench.
I
do
remember
the bench.
There was a bench. There was
a
bench.
No, you're adding a bench.
I'm not adding
anything. I said, what if he took a beach chair?
We didn't go inside.
There was no fucking... There was no beach chair. Exactly.
No, you were saying, what if he went inside?
Yeah, we were just sitting outside this fucking bookstore, and we were laughing about it.
There was a bench outside.
Me and Stav were talking.
Why would I make up that I was there?
Shut the fuck up. Me and Stav were already saying...
This is such like a dumb story.
Hold on. Let the man finish.
Me and Stav were saying something misogynist and was like, how funny is it we're just having this conversation outside this
bookstore.
And it's like, just how funny it'd be to watch dice videos on an iPad.
Bring your own speakers, vape.
I was there.
I was there.
Put a jacket on, laughing, and be like, excuse me, bitch, I'm in the middle of something.
Yeah. I was there.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
You fucking weren't.
Yes,
there.
I was.
You don't know where it was. You don't know how it happened.
It
you don't know
downtown.
What I look like.
Check it out.
It
where
wasn't downtown.
Okay, just
I don't think it was
think,
downtown.
Just
but
think
I don't
for a second. Think for a second.
I feel like we.
Why would
it
make any sense?
Didn't we? Or maybe I just passed.
Maybe
it.
You did.
Why would it make any sense for a feminist / left politics bookstore to be in Midtown?
What do you mean?
It was downtown.
No,
I was
it wasn't.
There.
This was in Midtown.
No. You know what it was? It was after the mic at Revisions Lounge.
That does not sound right because the Revisions mic was late.
No, look,
no, it wasn't.
Revisions
it was at
mic
7.
Was late.
Look,
Revisions
Adam,
mic
here's
was at
what
7.
Happened.
It was summer.
That is not right.
It's true.
Here's what happened. Maybe we were hanging out, and maybe we went into a fucking bookstore to hang, and either me and Stav repeated the story to you, or we fucking rehashed the bit with you there. But the origin of that was me and Stav hanging out.
It was like in the middle of the day.
It was in the middle of the day. It was up in Midtown. And we're just like, let's just fucking chill here for a second. We sat down on a bench.
I don't think it was definitely not
it
after
was
Revisions.
Daylight, but it was later in the day because it was like summer. So like this, like sunset
Bro,
at like
the
9.
The mic at Revision was at 7.
Was
by
at
the time
7.
We get out of all three of us got up in the first fucking group and we were out of there by the time.
Yeah,
it was,
yeah, it was like it was around 8. It was like end
no,
of the day.
Too much had to go right for your story.
I'm telling you guys.
I don't know.
Or maybe it was before Revision.
Okay, that's possible.
Maybe we were trying to kill time before it.
Man, we should turn this into a spin-off podcast like Serial that's 35 episodes long. And it's called Adam the Liar.
Hi, I'm Sarah Koenig. And initially, I wanted to believe Adam because he's a type of minority. He's both gay and Jewish.
Sure.
But as I got closer to him, I realized I was just being manipulated by a sniveling liar.
No, not by a sniveling liar.
And then the audience gets to turn on me in the last two episodes when they realize that I'm a dumb liberal fucking moron. Doesn't believe that anyone charming could ever do anything wrong.
No,
how could a Muslim man possibly murder a Chinese girl? How could he possibly do that? He's faced so much persecution as a Muslim man in America. It's almost like Hey Lynn deserved to be murdered by Adnan.
I mean, in my ideal world, it's me, Josh Brolin, Mark Wahlberg.
Yes.
You know, we're all hanging out together on our...
What about us?
We have three yachts. No. We're on a new podcast that you can only listen to through solid gold headphones. It's only for millionaires. And that's also, they weigh 1,000,000 pounds. So you have to have a strong,
strong
neck and upper, yeah. upper back.
What do you think about Josh Brolin's
what
games?
What do you think about being quiet while I describe my fantasy to you?
Come on, man.
Continue,
let the man go.
Sorry.
We're all,
he's
we're
on
all
a roll.
Podcasting. We've got washboard abs.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, we're on all of our yachts in the Gulf of Mexico, you know? Going various tropical locales, islands, drinking Capri Suns together.
Oh, shit.
Saying racial slurs that you've never even heard of.
Whoa. What the fuck, really? Yeah,
that's awesome. The ones that only are reserved for the most exclusive of billionaires.
Can I come sometimes?
Sure.
Thanks, man.
Adam can't come. But it doesn't matter because he'll just include himself later in his memory, his false memory of it.
I was there.
Funny it would be if the day that we went to the feminist bookstore, Adam was being like raped by a homeless person.
Well, then wouldn't you want me to believe?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, we want you to face your trauma.
Yeah. No, it was the day that Tim Dillon met Adam at Revision Lounge. Yeah, why don't you have another drink? Oh, you can go to the bathroom. I'll watch a drink for you. Right.
God.
Oh, sure. You were at the bookstore.
Yeah.
You were at the bookstore with Adam or Nick and Stavros.
God, I would love to just sick Tim Dillon on you.
That would
Adam.
Be so funny, dude.
Why?
Just like it's like the Coliseum. It's like Gladiator. Yeah. We're just watching.
Is he strong?
Adam naked as fuck. Yeah. And then Tim we fed him Viagra's and just sicked him on.
Coming
fucking
out on a chariot.
Yeah.
Is Tim a top? I feel like he's not.
I think he does it all, man.
Yeah. Well, only you would know, Adam.
Let's set up a show and do it.
In LA? Yeah, I'm done. Especially if we're doing Caroline's before that.
Well, I don't know if we're doing. I don't know.
Sorry.
Keep your fucking goddamn mouth shut. Jesus Christ, dude.
I'm sorry.
This show is about you lying and getting raped. It's not about ruining business development.
Just fucking ass.
I was there.
Whatever, man.
I was there, and I'll suck Tim's dick to prove it.
Yeah.
Actually, all I had yesterday was some Malaysian beef jerky. Oh, and
I love Malaysian beef jerky, man.
I know. It's a
fuck.
Deep, what is it?
Deep Chinatown
it's
cut.
So
people
good.
Don't know about it.
Me and Nick had a beautiful day.
Yeah.
Where we just went to the bicycle shop shopping, together. And then we ate fucking beef jerky, dude.
Yeah.
We got $40 worth of beef jerky.
We had a gay romance.
That was awesome.
Hey, I was there that day.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, no, I wasn't.
Oh,
yeah.
This is like when you said you were at the...
I was there at the feminist bookstore.
No, you weren't, bitch.
It was my fault we went there.
Am I wrong about
that? I don't
that?
Think
no,
you are,
you
man.
You don't need to get back into it. No, Stav, you weren't sure. I definitely was there.
I don't know,
it
man.
It feels pathetic to even get back into this. It feels really lame and pathetic to get back into this.
Some news on my end. I started therapy today, and my therapist told me unequivocally.
So me and Adam are both in pain.
I was at the bookstore that day that Nick says I wasn't there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he says he could tell for a fact that I was there, and Nick's wrong. So I'm feeling pretty good.
That's interesting.
I feel like I won therapy.
You explained everything to him?
I explained the whole story. It pretty much took up the whole 45 minutes. I didn't really talk much about my parents or, you know, any of that stuff. But but we got to the bottom of the bookstore thing. So
nice.
I just wanted to let everyone in Cum Nation know that.
Oh, hold on. I'm getting a phone call.
Nope, you're not getting a phone call.
Hello?
He's holding his hand.
Hello?
His fingers.
Is this Adam's
phone thing?
Oh, you got Adam's file mixed up with another
what?
Guy who was at the bookstore. And you're looking at Adam's file now and it's actually he's gay?
He was yeah. No.
Your therapist, you're leaving. Your therapist is just like... Well, it was very nice meeting you, and just a reminder, make sure you're not in the Pentagon on August 7th this year, and I'll see you again next week. Just make sure you're not there.
No, I made sure not to find the only non-Jewish therapist in New York City.
What?
That guy's clients are nothing but Jewish guys like you. And he's like, you want to make an appointment? Your name? Adam Friedland, huh?
What a surprise.
Yeah. All right. No,
I'll put you down as Adam Friedland 4.
Right.
I don't read them. They make me nervous.
Nervous how?
I just don't want to hear about the process in such an earnest way.
Yeah.
What's your process, Adam?
I can't talk about it.
Somebody does something funny.
Yeah, he
and
sees
then I write
something
it.
Happen.
He sees someone do something funny. And then he tells us. Yeah.
That's not what happens.
And then he just repeats something he saw someone else do.
No, that's not what my
He's learned to only
is.
Steal from people not into comedy now. He yeah.
That's not true. That's not what I do on stage.
His he asks people on the train, do you guys know any good yeah. jokes?
Or black people?
Yeah, he asks black people if they know something funny.
Yeah. Yeah. First of all, what do you think of my sneakers? Second of all, have you heard any good jokes yet? No, I'm not writing this down.
Ah, yeah. Fuck.
But of course, obviously they're joking, and that's not what my craft or process is. It's a lot more detailed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you walk us through it?
Dasha says something, and then he yeah, forgets yeah, that yeah, Dasha yeah, said yeah. it.
That's even worse than you saying me copying things that happen. That's even worse.
He forgets that Dasha said
I would never
it.
Steal from a bitch who is currently stealing from me.
He's doing it on stage. And then, you know, maybe politely she says, I came up with that. I'm like, no, you didn't. You're gaslighting me. Stop gaslighting.
Stop it, dude. I know what you're starting to talk about or what you could start talking about right now, and I don't have it in me.
I literally don't.
I was at that fucking bookstore, and we don't have to get into it.
Oh, man.
That is gaslighting. We don't have to get into it.
Damn.
I can see Nick's brain work. Mm-hmm. That's one good thing about us being such good pals for so many years.
I literally wasn't even thinking
about it. No, there's no way he was thinking
about it. I completely forgotten about that. I've decided to move on, I think.
I'm not moving on.
We're at an impasse.
I don't count that as a victory. Your decision to move on, like you're the...
Is it stalemate?
Like he's just, yeah, he's walking away from it.
I am.
No.
I'm walking away from it.
No, I need...
Because it doesn't really
You'll
matter
never have
to
closure.
Me. Who it matters to is the one that's emotionally abusive and is gaslighting him.
You're the gaslighter.
That's the one who can't drop it.
You're the gaslighter.
That's the one who can't ever let it go.
Gaslighting just means lying, huh?
No, gaslighting is making someone think they're crazy.
Oh.
You make the other person think they're crazy.
But that's a form of lying.
Because gaslighting implies a rewriting of the record.
Lying.
It's retconning.
Lying.
Well, yeah, there's lying. But it's like, it's not like... Lying is involved, but it is like, yeah, it's more retconning than lying.
It's a specific kind of lying, the way a chimp or a bonobo is a specific kind of chimp.
That's right.
That's what yes. I was saying.
But we're not talking about species.
So you could, yes, we are.
But he's saying it's a set,
okay,
subset
I see what
situation.
Thank you.
I know
what
you're
Nick.
Saying.
Thank
we
you.
We all agree.
We all agree and we can move forward.
When I was at the book
For the record, Adam did not agree.
I did agree. I said that.
Oh, a fresh gaslight.
Listen, we all agree that I was at the bookstore.
I'm swinging back to thinking you were now, honestly.
That I was?
That you were.
Good. Thank you, Starbros.
And that's how the gaslighting process works.
That's not... I'm not gaslighting.
It convinces
stuff.
You that you're crazy.
You're
like,
gaslighting
I guess Adam
me.
Must be right. No, I've moved on. I don't care.
Where does that word come from?
A book. Some kind of book.
It's the movie Gaslight.
The weekend we saw The divorce guy?
Yeah.
That was a fun weekend.
So, like, we went down there. I think me and you both did Big Hunt or something.
That makes sense.
And then we went down there because I know Adam wasn't there because we drove down. And I remember it was, well, the show was happening because we did a Periscope or something.
You're right. It was very early on.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was fun.
So, we did a Periscope.
Hey, good ass fried chicken.
Yeah. And then we had that fried. That was a good fucking trip.
Yeah.
I don't know what about it made it.
It was really fun. It was like uncharacteristically fun for like compared to the podcast and other trips we've taken. It's
interesting.
Probably just the food.
Well, beats me.
No idea.
You're saying because I wasn't there.
What's no. That? And
no.
You were there.
Weren't you there?
Yeah, weren't you there?
I was at the bookshop, but I was not there at the Amish market.
What bookshop?
Shut the fuck up.
What bookshop?
I don't want to start this again.
What bookshop?
I can't wait till this is the last. That will when the podcast ends, that will be the last argument.
Yeah,
it will be.
I don't even care anymore. But be at the bookshop, not be in the bookshop, I don't give a shit. I mean, it's like
oh, so you're above the bookshop argument?
Literally, yes.
Okay, well, I was above it first, actually. Nick.
Yeah, is that why you brought it up?
No, you brought it up actually before we started the show today.
No.
Yes, you did.
No chance. Didn't happen.
I'm still looking for property.